fire department. So, but the house is still full of just kind of this mist of this haze of smoke. And all of a sudden we hear the garage door open. Here comes Danny's parents. And so we heard the back door open, and then we see these two figures begin to appear through the haze coming towards the epicenter of where this thing was ignited. And I remember he kind of came in here, his mom just, you know, she sees her house is absolutely destroyed. And here comes Rebel, you know, and he smells terrible, you know, like burnt hair, you know, with all these match heads that hit him. We were under the dining room table. Luckily, we didn't get burned, but I remember his mom just kind of goes off assessing the damage, and she's crying and so forth. His dad looks into the family room where he'd watch, you know, football on Sunday afternoon. That thing was burned up. I mean, everything was just destroyed. And we're standing by the table in the dining room, and it's smoldering. All the chairs are smoldering. And I'll never forget his dad. Danny and I were kind of standing there, you know, and he's sitting there smoking a pipe. And he looks at me. He looks at Danny. And he looks at me, and he looks back at Danny. And he says, "You kind of burned it up, didn't you, Danny boy?" But that preceded the story of the parasail, so you know why he said, "My mom and dad told me to quit hanging around with you guys." There is a significant difference in Homer's story and our rocket story, because Homer was taking good and necessary risks towards his goal and what he wanted to do. And I was taking, and the guys that we hung around with, we were taking very unnecessary and unwise risks. That just goes to show you that there are different kinds of risks. There are good risks, there are bad risks, there are necessary risks, there are unnecessary risks. And in our masculine journey, we need risk. It's part of the masculine heart. It's part of our initiation as a man. And depending on where we are in that masculine journey really depends on the kind of risk that we really need. You know, some of us that haven't risked much in our life, we just need some casual risk. And that might be just doing something that requires you. Maybe it's that sailing lesson that you always wanted to take, or maybe it's an introductory flight lesson if you've had an urge to fly all of your life. But I look at my own life, and I look at the risks that I have taken, and a lot of them have been bad risks because they've been a source of my validation, trying to prove to my dad that maybe I was as brave as he was, trying to say, could I have done what he did in World War II? And I'd just do crazy and foolish things to try to prove that maybe I did have what it took. And that's what I think drove a lot of this stuff, like the parasail stories. Took a lot of risk, a lot of danger, but it really lived in no story. It had very little...